Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, if you haven't subscribed, liked, shared, and commented on these videos, I would encourage you to do so. It helps our algorithm get better and better, and we can reach more Washingtonians. Today's scripture is going to be a challenging one, especially in the public square, but we're going to dive into it and let it change our hearts today. All right, finally, 1 Peter 3:8 through 12. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tenderhearted, be courteous. All right, that doesn't seem too difficult, right? I mean, we're supposed to have compassion for one another, love each other, but then the next part, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. So when we look at the scripture, it's clear that we're called not to return evil for evil, some say insult for insult, but we are to give a blessing instead. Now, how do you do that and still tell the truth sometimes? I mean, some of the policies and some of the things that are out there are just so contrary to what God would have us say. Is he asking us to tell a lie and say, well, we bless you anyways? No, I think that we give a blessing when we don't call names back, when we don't play the way the world plays. I think we give a blessing when we start praying for the salvation of those who have different perspectives of us, who don't have their hope in Jesus Christ. I think as we pray that we may listen and hear their perspective, that's giving a blessing. The key is we don't return evil for evil or insult for insult. For he who love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. So our tongue can be very, very powerful, and we need to learn how to restrain our tongue or refrain our tongue from evil. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. So, you know, as Christ followers, we have to respond to this world incredibly different. And remember, we're Christ followers and citizens of heaven way more than we are of the things of this earth. And so our stewardship is here, and we want the best policies, regulations, and those things around us so that we can love our neighbor and they can hear the gospel message. At the same time, we need to understand that we're to pursue peace and pursue what is God considers good. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. God's watching you today at work and in the public square. And his ears are open to their prayers. God knows that you want your community to change. You want revival to come. You want hearts transformed. You want the gospel message to be the center. And he hears your prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. So don't do evil. Don't return insult for insult, evil for evil. You are to be different as a Christ follower. I know on the national stage, there's a lot of people who say they're Christ followers, and then you know they spew anger their entire shows and their entire ways. But you are a different person. You are called to give a blessing, to give grace, to give mercy, to speak truth and righteousness right into those areas of our culture. So I want to encourage you. Be what God's created you to be. That's when you'll experience God's peace. So if you haven't hit subscribe, like, share, and comment, I want to encourage you to do that. That helps us with the algorithm. I also want to encourage you as you go throughout your day to defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you in your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved, and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.